This is JIS News. Coming up, Health Ministry assures workers that deductions will be paid to respective financial institutions. Education Ministry to increase subsidy to teachers in early childhood institutions, and residents urged to assist in restoring water tanks for Labor Day. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Residents of Montego Bay, Mandeville, and Kingston, come on out and let your voice be heard as the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing hosts public consultations on Jamaica's draft National Habitat Report under the theme Housing and Sustainable Urban Development. Montego Bay, Monday, May 12th at the UWE Western Campus at 5 p.m. Mandeville, Wednesday, May 14th at the Mandeville Church Hall at 10 a.m. And Kingston, Friday, May 16th at the Jamaica Conference Center at 10 a.m. We want to hear from you as we chart a pathway to improve housing solutions and sustainable development. See you there.
Now the news. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the relevant agencies are working assiduously to ensure monies deducted from the salaries of health professionals are paid over to their respective financial institutions. This follows reports that the salary deductions of health personnel in the Southeast Regional Health Authority have not been paid over to the relevant agencies to meet their financial obligations.
I have been in touch with the Ministry of Finance to see how quickly we can resolve those issues. I have also met with the chairman and all the top persons in the region. They were reminded of the fiscal responsibility framework.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at the launch of National Nurses Week in Kingston Monday. He says the discussions also included issues affecting public health nurses and proposals for their resolution. Nurses Week will be observed from July 13 to 19 under the theme Nurses, a Force for Change, a Vital Resource for Health. The Ministry of Education is to increase the monthly subsidy to teachers in early childhood institutions this financial year. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the move is geared towards encouraging early childhood teachers to remain in the sector.
And in recognition of the invaluable contribution of these practitioners to the sector and to student development, the Ministry of Education has long provided a subsidy in support of their wages. And this year, we will increase their monthly subsidy by 15%.
Mr. Thwaites adds that the ministry will seek to further increase the subsidy in the 2015-2016 financial year. Citizens in rural communities are being urged to join in the restoration of public catchment tanks in their communities this Labor Day, May 23. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the Rural Water Supply Limited, RWSL, is on a drive to have the tanks rehabilitated and the help of citizens would move the process forward. Minister Pickersgill says in many cases, only a few of the tanks in any community are serving their original purpose. The focus of Labor Day 2014 is on climate change and adaptation, as well as the beautification of police stations and posts. Labor Day is being observed under the theme, Take a Stand, Beautify Our Land. And the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing has started a series of island-wide consultations in preparation for a national report for the third United Nations Conference on Human Settlements, UN Habitat 3. The first consultation got underway Monday at the University of the West Indies Western Campus. Another is slated for Wednesday, May 14 at the Mandeville Parish Church Hall at 10 a.m. and Friday, May 16 at the Jamaica Conference Center downtown Kingston, also starting at 10 a.m. Chief Technical Director for Housing in the Ministry, Doreen Prendergast, says through the consultations, the Ministry is seeking feedback from stakeholders on the draft Habitat Country Report prepared by the Department of Government at the UWI.
We are looking at all the changes that have taken place since we had the last Habitat Conference, which was in 1996. So we are looking at updating our report to say what is it that we have accomplished and where do we think we should be going post-2016.
Mrs. Prendergast was speaking in an interview with JIS News. UN Habitat 3 is intended to provide the opportunity to discuss and chart new pathways in response to the challenges of urbanization and the opportunities for the implementation of sustainable development goals. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.